is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Explosions were witnessed at a Beirut funeral for Hezbollah members and a child killed in Tuesday's pager attack. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Explosions have been heard at the site of a funeral for three Hezbollah members and a child killed by exploding pagers on Tuesday, according to Associated Press journalists at the scene. Hezbollah's Al-Manar TV reported explosions in multiple areas of Lebanon, saying they were the result of walkie-talkies detonating. Meanwhile, the UN human rights chief is calling for an independent probe into the mass explosions from detonating pagers in Lebanon and Syria. Volker Türk said in a statement, "The fear and terror unleashed is profound," and urged world leaders to step up. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Israel's defense minister said the war was entering a new stage on Wednesday, with the center of gravity moving to the northern border area where more troops and resources were being transferred. A group of young activists in Turkey known as 1,000 Youth for Palestine is posing a rare and potent challenge to the government. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Along with condemning Israel, the group 1,000 Youth for Palestine also took aim at Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for sustaining Turkey's trade with Israel. The student-based group, since the start of Israel's Gaza military campaign, has targeted the export of Azerbaijani oil to Israel by way of a Turkish port. The group is also protesting Turkish companies continuing trade ties with Israel despite an official embargo. The group uses social media to broadcast its message, circumventing government-controlled media. Erdogan lost heavily in recent local elections. Activists say they hope to build on that. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
This is VOA News. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs asked